Welcome to your five for the day. I'm sure that many, like me, have had their favourite clothes. Whether it's because they're fashionable, comfortable, or perhaps they've been gifted to us, I expect a number of different items might come to mind. One problem with favourite clothes, of course, is that they have a tendency to be outdated, outgrown, damaged, or eventually worn out. One of my own favourites, a shirt I had some years ago, ticked nearly all the boxes. It was stylish, comfortable, and I bought it for my wedding day. Unfortunately, I had not worn it many times when I caught it on a door handle, leaving a large tear. More recently, a favourite jacket suffered the same door handle treatment, but thankfully a few stitches were enough to put that right. But sadly, the shirt was beyond repair. Jesus once used the picture of an old, worn-out piece of clothing to teach a lesson. He pointed out that there was no use trying to put a patch over a hole in a worn-out garment because it would only pull on the frayed edges, rip away, and make a worse tear than was there before. Actually, he was referring to a group of very religious people and the way that they behaved. They wanted everyone to think that they could keep the Old Testament law and commandments. The problem was, and we of course would have the same difficulty, they found the standards impossible to reach. Still, these religious men wanted everyone to think that they could keep the law, so they tried to cover up their faults with a big show. For example, on the way into the temple, they made sure that everyone saw the handfuls of money they put into the collection. The truth was, as Jesus pointed out to his disciples, they really just gave a tiny fraction of the plenty that they had, and they had got that wealth at the expense of the poor and the widows. They also liked to fast twice a week, whereas this should have been a very personal thing in order to give more time to prayer. These religious men made much ado of the fact that they went without food. What they were doing was behaving hypocritically, covering up the holes in their life with patches, which actually had the effect of highlighting their faults. Isaiah, God's messenger, had this message for the people of his day. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. It's also true of us. God's design has been spoiled by sin, and it's not just a case of something that's been a little damaged. The hole left by sin can't be fixed. The good news is that God does have an answer to our problem, but it's not a patch-up job. My ripped shirt had to be thrown away, and I had to buy another. And as to our problem, God says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When we think about clothing, it's what people see from the outside, the things that we do. And when God makes a change, there's a complete change in behaviour. But together with this illustration, Jesus gave another, and it has something to do with what happens inside. In Bible times, they kept wine in bottles made from skins. Jesus said that nobody would put new wine into an old wineskin. The new wine was the freshly squeezed grape juice, the sort that would be served first at a wedding feast, and it was considered the best. Today's glass bottles might be relatively easy to clean, but a used wineskin would have still been contaminated by the previous contents. To put new, good wine into an old wineskin would cause it to corrupt and ferment, spoiling the contents. Not only would it ruin the wine, but the fermentation would cause the bottle to swell and split open. So, new wine was always put into new wineskins. When someone believes that the Lord Jesus died for them and asks God to forgive their sin, there's a change which can be seen on the outside, a change in behaviour. But the reason for that is that there's been a change on the inside. There's a new and lasting joy which can't be compared with anything else. To try and have that joy without the Lord Jesus would be like putting new wine into an old wineskin. It won't last. It will soon turn sour. The only way to find real joy and happiness is God's way. No patch-up jobs, no half measures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.